and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the White House says Donald Trump isn't interested in talking to Elon Musk despite efforts by aides to reach a truce. The former allies have become embroiled in a bitter feud just days after the billionaire left his role at the Department of Government Efficiency. Greg Swenson, the chair of Republicans Overseas UK, says it's almost to be expected.
When you have someone that's wildly successful like that, you have to accept that he's going to be, you know, eccentric and not afraid to vocalize.
Aid sites run by the US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation have again closed in the Strip. It's urging Palestinians to stay away for their safety following a series of shootings. Scotland's First Minister says his party has made some progress, but not enough since last year's election. Scottish Labour took the Holyrood seat of Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse in a by-election, beating the SNP and Reform. Our political editor in Scotland, Gina Davidson, says it's a shock win for Labour.
In the later stages, everybody thought it was between the SNP and Reform. Labour had been written off to some extent. So to turn that around, to take this seat from the SNP, and to do it in such a fashion, I think, has surprised everybody.
NatWest has apologised after customers were left unable to use its mobile banking app. Down Detector, which tracks the status of various websites, shows more than 3,000 reports were made when the issue first emerged. The bank's been replying to customers on social media, saying they're working to fix the problem as fast as possible. And a look at the weekend weather. Not quite fire and brimstone, but almost. Rain is going to move in from the west tonight, and that will continue in England and Wales tomorrow, accompanied by hail and thunder. A weather warning is suggesting we could see as much rain in a few hours as we saw in the whole of May. Sunday should be drier before the rain returns on Monday. Weekend highs will reach 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Not a weekend for flip-flops then. Hall of Fame 3 at 3 time. We get underway with Ennio Morricone and his highest entry.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
In 2025, there are three entries for the composer, the British composer Ronald Binge, in the Classic FM Hall of Fame. All climbers as well, including his Elizabethan Serenade. We heard the Philharmonic Concert Orchestra under Ian Sutherland. And our three at three, we began with Gabriel's Oboe, taken from the soundtrack to The Mission by Ennio Morricone, his top performer. At number 14, arranged for cello and orchestra, Yo-Yo Ma, getting together with the Rome Sinfonietta Orchestra and the composer, also the conductor on that occasion. For George Gershwin, it's a non-mover at number 22 for the Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
magnificent. Here is a thing. Gershwin George, that is, originally considered calling that work American Rhapsody, but it was his brother Ira who suggested, nah, let's go for Rhapsody in Blue. The first time it was heard live, so well received that the orchestra and pianist brought back for five encores. And in that audience, musical figures like Fritz Kreisler and, can you believe, Sergei Rachmaninoff was there for the premiere of Rhapsody in Blue. Jean-Yves Thibaudet doing the honours this afternoon together with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and Marin Alsop was conducting. A chance to enjoy more from this year's new Classic FM Hall of Fame presents itself tomorrow morning and Sunday morning, the Hall of Fame Hour, and your host, Tim Leoro.
This is Classic FM.
Mozart like no other composer, was Tchaikovsky's musical hero. And that piece of music by Tchaikovsky is based on Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, part of Suite Number 4, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra with Claudio Abbado. I adore that piece of music. And before it, Peter Warlock and Pierre en l'air, part of the Capriole Suite, the Nash Ensemble, directed by Martin Brabbins, just after 3.30 on Classic FM. I can tell you that Classic FM at the movies tonight at 7, and again tomorrow night, Jonathan Ross, our host. And on Saturday, it's all about the musicals. Ahead of the Tony Awards this Sunday, Jonathan featuring some of Broadway's biggest hitters, like West Side Story, Wicked, and The Lion King. And tonight, much more music like this by John Williams.
Thank you.
That's what Fridays are all about here on Classic FM. E.T. by John Williams, the London Symphony Orchestra. You can catch Jonathan Ross on Classic FM at the movies tonight and tomorrow evening from 7. And if you can't be around for either of those, catch up on Global Player.
When you need to focus, try our sister station. Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Less cramming, more calming. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
He is Haydn Wood, the composer behind the work London Landmarks. From it was the Horse Guards Whitehall Royal Ballet Sinfonia performing for us this afternoon on Classic FM. And their conductor was Gavin Sutherland.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Patrick Smetana having a laugh. The Dance of the Comedians from his operetta The Bastard Bride, Lebo Peshek with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and Opera North Orchestra and Chorus under David Parry brought us the chorus of The Hebrew Slaves from the opera by Verdi Nabucco. It is 9 minutes to four on Classic FM and from Dvořák, one of his four classic songs.
Thank you.
taken from a collection of four songs by Dvorak. We heard Leave Me Alone, played on cello by Enrico Dindo with the Tuscany Symphony Orchestra. Well, please don't leave Classic FM alone. Margarita Taylor is with us after the news and weather right through until 7. Enjoy your weekend. Batten Down the Hatch is for part of it as well. Details coming up. I'll see you for requests on Monday. We'll start at 1.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Relax knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katier. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn and she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Check you're on track for a happy retirement with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, Donald Trump says he doesn't intend to clear the air with Elon Musk in a phone call later, or indeed talk to his former aide again for some time. The pair traded blows on social media overnight, with the billionaire Tesla owner making unsubstantiated claims that the US president's name appears in the Jeffrey Epstein papers. Zeke Miller from Associated Press says this could alter the future of President Trump's second term.
They are now firing off petty insults back and forth, threatening each other's interests, and it is hard to overstate just how significant that is for the future direction of the Trump administration and the Republican Party.
Russia has confirmed it fired hundreds of missiles and drones across Ukraine overnight, killing at least three people. The Kremlin had promised to respond after 40 of its military aircraft were destroyed last weekend. The Russian ambassador to the UK has accused the British Army of helping Ukraine carry out the attacks. Leader of the Liberal Democrats, Red Davy, says that's nonsense.
They just lie every time. And I'm afraid what's important is that whether it's UK government, the United States government or others who are supporting Ukraine, we don't listen to that propaganda that they come out with. We back Ukraine as hard as we can. It's an important fight to win.
A father and son accused of murdering a four-year-old member of their own family in Kent will go on trial next year. 53-year-old Patrick Morn and 27-year-old Owen Morn, both from Darrenth, are in custody on murder charges following a collision in Dartford. The UK government says it's looking at the idea of introducing digital ID cards. The Brit card would be on our smartphones. Ministers say it could be used to check on somebody's right to live and work in the UK.